You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio. We are syndicated and distributed by the following: iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iTunes, Spotify, Audible, and Spreaker. We can also be found on YouTube, TikTok, Vimeo, Instagram Television, and Twitch. And of course, the big heavy hitters of the evening, Sony Distribution. We are with Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, Art 19, BMG, and of course, 5050 Global Music Incorporated. Shout out to my guy, Quest Cross. What's up, Brazil? Starts. Let's see. We are also a publicist for Kelly Raven, and I'm a booking agent for all, of course, all of the Sony Music Entertainment artists that we have under the Orchard.
Really?
And then, of course, we are also booking agents for the Stellar Bandits. Go check them out. They're playing all over LA as we speak. You never know what venue they could pop up at next. A lot of times they play Thursdays at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. And of course, here are the bands and artists that we manage around the world. Maze, Plant, Freak Show. We've got Jocelyn Sky, DJ King J, Our Frankenstein, Berserk, Hollywood Nightmare. We've got Cleaver from Santiago, Chile, Thomas the Red, the Viking Comedian, Star Daddy, Vogue Hills. We got Wicked Star out of the LA area, Band of Family from Bakersfield. We got China Myers, author and screenwriter and also radio host. Of course, we got Derek Webb, actor, producer, and radio host. And of course, Mortis the Devil's Reject, Lillian Mortis. She's a freak show performer as well as a, she's a burlesque dancer and sci-fi and horror movie actress. And then, of course, we've got the Borderline Radio Show with your DJs, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine out of Italy. And then Fallen Fury Man from Southern California, Lisa O'Neill, the actress. Burn the Ships, we got Aussie Train, Jane's Addicted, Boffy, a.k.a. Adam Nuke, Lucas Humphrey, a.k.a. Chekatesha. And then we got T Puma, Red Rock Engine out of Canada. And then Suppressed Intentions, also out of Southern California, and of course, actor Ozzy Capri, sci-fi and horror movie actor. And so we got a lot going on, as always. We got a concert coming up Thursday, April 28th at the Universal Bar and Grill. Got some really great bands planned for that show, including the Stellar Bandits, and then Kill Cody's on that bill as well. And then, of course, we have July 2nd, Saturday, July 2nd at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood as well. And so awarding the show in April as well as in July at the Universal Bar and Grill. And hopefully still we're going to have Lillian Mortis as our door gal. You know, always nice to have a sexy, hot door gal, you know, taking money and tickets. Helps to, you know, up the ante on your show, so to speak. But, of course, I am your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, and I am reporting from Lewiston, Maine. God, how dare she go to Lewiston, Maine? The Muse is running around here somewhere. What?
You sound like your signal sounds like you're underwater.
Maybe, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, we got the Muse is in the other room doing something, I don't know. China Myers is not going to be on our show on Wednesdays anymore, but you can see her on our show, That's Real Talk, which is going to be on Mondays starting in about a month. So be on the lookout for that. And of course, we have some other TV and radio shows coming up very shortly. Okay, so, well, LA Talk Radio says I sound fine. Anyway, we're in the house today with Freak Show from San Diego, California. And we're going to be playing some of their music and talking to them about their upcoming projects, you know, what they've got going on, and, you know, hear about maybe some of the people that are, you know, supplying them with products, such as their cables, their, you know, different things. So we're going to find out a little bit more about Freak Show and what they got going on. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's talk to, well, basically the leader, in my opinion, of the entire project, Mr. Michael J. Felder.
Hello.
From San Diego County.
Yep, San Diego.
San Diego.
Hey, yeah, where we do things right.
Right? He's like, fuck L.A. I'm just kidding.
Nah, I love L.A.
Los Angeles is the shit.
Yeah, I love L.A. I love L.A.
A little bit to live there, but San Diego, I heard it ain't that cheap either. Heard San Diego ain't cheap either to live down there. So
yeah, San Diego ain't cheap.
Yeah, no.
So you see this guy back here?
Yes, I see that guy.
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
that's Rick Thomason.
What's up, Rick Thomason?
How is it?
Good. What's going on with you guys? What's happening?
Well, I'll start it up with this. Todd seemed to have ran into an alcohol problem, so he's taking care of himself now.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
Which
then.
Actually is a fucking lie. He was trying to hook up with some chick out in Chicago, and it didn't work. So.
You mean the vampire?
Well.
The vampire?
Well, actually, she's a very, very good person. God, I'm so glad that I know her now. But Rick right here is the bass player for Freak Show now. Hey, what's up, Muse?
What's up?
What's up, Muse? What up?
What's up, man?
Hell yeah. Yeah, so Rick is the bass player now. He was in a band. He was in a band with the new drummer. I was going to repeat to you all. Guys were all about
a new fucking drummer too, dude. Jesus Christ.
Hey. But the thing is it's all been an upgrade. Like as far as the band's look, number one.
Aesthetically, like all how have you guys looked together?
Yeah.
That's a big important thing.
It's a good team. We all got
dreads. Everybody.
So you fit well together.
Yeah.
That's been the same way.
I got to go to the side here to get the muse and down. There we go. All right.
Yeah. So everything's been a lot better. Like, you know. Typical band stuff, right? You get some guys in a band, and everybody's just trying to rip you off for your connects, and they're just there for the stuff. They're not really there for the band, right?
Which is stupid, because if it's a good band, why wouldn't you be there for the fucking band?
Exactly.
Like, why would you just be there to like steal their connections and then pop off? Like, are you fucking stupid?
The reputation goes around the music industry saying you're shiesty.
Yeah, now people are going to be like, don't trust this motherfucker. He's just going to steal, like Michael did. This motherfucker's just going to steal your shit, man. You know, like.
Yeah.
I love you, Mike.
I'm not going to name any names because his name doesn't
come on the air. I know the exact person of which we speak. But the deal is,
you got poodle hair, bro. How you gonna go anywhere? You got a damn poodle. But anyway, everything's been good. Like, have a lot of new material. These guys are learning the album right now, but the next one's kind of it's settling in. There's some new stuff. Everything's still busy. Yeah, and we're bonding, and you know, because me and this guy right here, we used to jam a long time ago too. We went to junior college together when we were younger.
So that's cool. Kind of
in a way, it's like full circle. Me and him are actually getting to do what we talked about doing when we were kids.
Right, so, right.
So yeah, it's all good. And I don't know if you're familiar with the band Media Lab, but that's where the drummer that's where the drummer comes from.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and he's played with the same group of guys as well, Rick has. So
that's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we got guys that are actually part of this genre anyway.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's been really good. And it's been something that's needed to happen, you know what I mean? For a while, I think.
You just need to find the right mix of both.
Yeah.
Because it may take you a couple of, you know, redos, you know, until you find that right perfect chemistry
of
people. Because you can record an album all day long and that's wonderful. But if you suck together cohesively on stage, what the fuck is really the point of that album? You know, that's great. You put out an album. Wonderful. But each of you records separately, for the love of Christ, as we all know how it's fucking done. Everybody thinks that, oh, you just get in a studio and y'all play and it just gets recorded like that. No, motherfuckers. It gets recorded. Each track, each piece of everything gets recorded separately and then mixed to fucking together. And you know what I mean? No, not everybody knows how everything really fucking works.
I didn't know that until recently.
Well, you can play live. You can play live. It saves money, but your band's got to be really tight. Like, there can't be any sloppy playing and stuff. And so we tend to do it this way now, so the rest of the band isn't going, you know, holy shit, dude, you ain't got your shit down. Fuck, we got to do that again.
Right.
So that really helps. I think the best part about doing this album, Freak Show, was that we really knocked it out. We didn't take very long. We really did knock it out. The next album, though, I think we're going to get to the place where we can actually do it live.
Right.
And then just overdub all the other sounds and stuff. The singer that I got is pretty gnarly. So I think that everything that's coming to the next album is going to be a bit different. We're not going to chase that. The same thing we did with the first record. Great songs. Everything's cool. But the next stuff's a little more, like, harder.
So we did end up changing the singer. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most
we'll
definitely
talk about that later, you know, because we don't like to bring up, you know, dirty laundry, on the air.
Well,
even though people have brought up dirty laundry on my show before.
Right. But the thing is that the guy that's on the album.
Yeah.
And that's it. Everybody after that, that's not on another record, they don't matter. See you later.
Right.
So, like I said, everything is really good right now. Happy. It's pretty good. You guys are gonna love the next stuff, though.
That's good.
Right.
Yep.
Very good.
We got a playoff team.
Very nice.
Football. We're out there to compete and kill people.
That's good. So once you guys are tight, let me know. We'll put you on my other show. That's Real Entertainment. So you can play live in front of an online audience.
Oh, yeah,
And then you put up your payment link so they can give you tips. They can send you money.
Oh, that'll work.
You know what I'm saying? So you can do like a half-hour set, you know, play your songs just like you would at a regular concert. You're just playing an online concert.
Yeah, you know, that sounds
that
great. Kind of
thing. So that's in the works right now. So we'll be doing that on Thursdays. Starting probably in about a month or so. So yeah.
Nice.
We got some other stuff that we got going on. And of course we'll also feature you on Jenny's Real Rock on Fridays, you know, once I get that up and running better. So, you know, a lot of things are coming to get everybody as much exposure as humanly possible.
Yeah. That'll be great. That will be great. We missed the show. It's been a while since we've been on. So
yeah, I know. But that to bring you guys on, I was like, hey, we need to go and kind of see what's happening with Freak Show now. You know, like, I know a lot of changes have been happening over the last few months, and we kind of want to, like, touch base with you again and just be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
You know, what do you got going on? You know what I mean? Any new endorsements? I know you got the new guitar. at the band that that company who's doing the guitars. So talk about that. Talk about the guitars.
Okay, Viper Guitars in Southern California. Viper Guitars. Hell it's kind of like I don't know how many people out there know how the Charvel story started. It's similar. You know, I spoke to a guitar maker at NAMM show called Vandermeij, and the guy, this guy is from the Netherlands. He builds guitars. They look like furniture. They're really beautiful. So I'm walking down this one aisle. I'm like going straight there because we set up a meeting. And I look, I see the Viper booth because Ronnie Norris guitars in there. Lloyd Wallace from Hair Mania in Michigan's guitars hanging up. And I'm all, well, I played Ronnie's guitar. So I grab Lloyd's guitar straight up off the wall. And I sit down. I'm like, holy shit, this thing feels so rad. It was like a little racetrack. So I end up getting a huge crowd, though. Everybody with their cameras out. And I was like, wow. Yeah, I was just straight up shredding on this thing. Floyd Rose on and everything. And then the guy came out, Jeff Heitman, the guy that makes my guitars, came out and asked me if I'd like to be part of their family. And I was like, well, yeah, that sounds kind of cool. I was on my way to go to another company. And then I thought, well, dang, dude, I'm pretty much like going to play these guitars, dude. That's it. Wow. So I had also spoken to Mike over at Ibanez. All I wanted was a couple of bridges from the guy, and he decided not to email me back. So I just went with Viper. It's cool. Right. Thanks. Yeah, I don't need Ibanez. Don't need you. Thanks. The two guitars that you guys just saw, the Explorer and the Les Paul Shape, I get, well, with Viper, the artists at Viper, you get to design your own body. You get to design your electronic layout, what kind of pots you're going to use.
Right.
Even down to the bridge. So I go with Floyd Rose and Stone Tone Rock Blocks. That's a bridge block. The thing at the bottom of the bridge that the springs hold on to.
Right.
And they're made of granite. So I used Chris Poland from Megadeth. I use his signature block that Robert made for him. And I have two, and I got the two prototypes before he got to put his name on them. So, yeah, I got some special blocks in my guitars. Really, really heavy tone. Really, really heavy tone. And, pretty happy with the Viper products. Really, really, really good guitars. So the saying goes, create, build, shred. So anybody wants to know, it's viperguitar.com.
Nice.
Definitely. So what you're saying about this particular company, Viper, they basically custom make any kind of guitar you want?
Right. If you become an artist for them, like you get an endorsement like myself, then like my first guitars are called War Machine. I designed them. They're kind of a wicked looking Strat shape. Mm-hmm. And then I designed the last two as well. Kind of like I based the Les Paul kind of off the ESP, but it's got a lot of different things about it. Nice. So it's not even close to their stuff. And then the Explorer actually is a Jackson Kelly, an Ibanez Destroyer, and a Gibson Explorer all in one guitar.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With bare knuckle pickups. Mm-hmm. Passive. All you guys with active pickups out there, you don't know the power of the DAW. straight up. But hey, check this out. Steve just walked in. This is our drummer, Steve Moran. We call him the Matrix.
I love it.
He was the drummer for Media Lab for years.
Very nice.
So you can find them on YouTube as well. Find Media Lab. Listen to that music. Sick. And like I was saying, Rick played in the same band with him of Media Lab. I'll just say knockoffs, but both come from good places and stuff. So yeah, that's awesome. Pretty nice. Yep.
Very good. Very, very good. Very excited for the new lineup and for, you know, to see what direction you guys are going to go in.
Right. Yeah, still really heavy and melodic, but more sugar.
Right.
Yeah, freak show with a little sugar. Yeah, yeah. So it's gonna be something else though, for real. For real.
Damn, hell yeah. You can get you some more professional music videos made as well.
Yeah, that's kind of first after we start messing with the new stuff, which will be pretty soon, because pretty soon we can start learning the stuff for the next one, you know? And the thing is like Steve gets to add a lot of his flavor and touch on that stuff, which really pumps it up a bunch. Like, you'll be surprised when you hear this setup. Yeah, really, really punchy and heavy. Yep.
Oh, wow. So you'd say a little different in the style, in the sense of comparatively to the other past members?
Right. With the past members, it was good. We played the album well. You know, as you've heard, we played the album really well, especially at the Whiskey. It's just like, bam.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that this is more lively. This will reach a younger crowd because of the energy. The energy is right.
They already look way younger than the last set.
So. The replacements.
I'm not trying to sound mean. I'm just saying they have a more youthful appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Steve and Rick look younger. It's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a tad.
They play really well too. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. It's amazing. Like to find a guy like Steve to hit drums like that, and how fast he figures things out. Like, there's some little difficult parts that you like literally need to like work, and a guy's just like, let me hear it a couple times. Bam. So yeah. Pure professional.
That's good.
Very good. Yeah. Super, super stoked.
More of a band that, you know, you could possibly take on tour.
Yeah. Like, we're going to have fun. This group of guys had
a problem in the department of touring.
One of our biggest
things that we had an issue with was.
Yeah, being able to go on the road.
If we could put together a tour, you know, like with Orgy or somebody else, like let's say even to come out to the East Coast or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I need bands that have that capability that could go. You know what I mean?
Right. And no excuses, you know.
Yeah, I didn't want to limit you. I hate limiting you to the West Coast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because what we talked about before about your touring capability was, you know, we had to keep it to like southwest corner there or up the coast, you know what I mean? Like Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Cali, of course, you know, Arizona.
You know what I mean?
And like that, just that little whole section over there. But like at some point, is that enough?
It's never enough.
For any band, at some point you have to say, is that fucking enough? Like, we want to go see other fucking things. Like, some bands want to go to other countries. The band I manage in fucking England wants to come to America. They want to go to other countries. They want to go to Japan. They want to, you know what I'm saying? And metal is really big in Japan and other countries around the world. And I think limiting yourself really fucking sucks. I mean, I understand we all got fucking day jobs. We all got to pay the bills and all that. And that's great. But at some point, do you want this just to be some local band that just plays local gigs and then goes on their merry way? Or do you want this to be an actual real fucking thing where you actually tour and sell albums and all that shit? There's a difference between a local band and an actual band that wants it to go somewhere. There's a difference.
Yeah, not being afraid to work is definitely one thing. I mean, a lot of bands in Southern California, they just have the, well, you know, I can only play on Saturday nights.
Yeah. We've gotten that a lot.
We know that.
We got a lot of bands that we book for concerts, and they tell us the same thing. Oh, I can't play during the week. I can only play Saturday, Friday or Saturday nights. And not every promoter can get Friday or Saturday nights. That, you know what I mean? Once in a while, yes, I get Saturdays like at the Universal Bar and Grill and shit, but like, I'm not going to get that at every fucking venue. And yeah, maybe I could throw you on Metal Mayhem Fridays at the Rainbow Bar and Grill through Nick Fuoco or something once in a while. You know what I mean? Like, but a lot of the other shows are going to be predominantly during the fucking week. Yeah. You're not always going to get a Friday or Saturday night type of thing.
Right. When you have an album out, though, you become a salesman right then. And I don't think a lot of people think of it that way. They think, oh, my band's signed. I don't have to do anything. And,
I look at it like this.
If the label is working harder than you, then you got an issue there. You need to be working harder than everyone.
Yeah, because you got to be plugging it too.
Right. And if you expect your albums to sell without you playing every day somewhere, then you're delusional. It doesn't work that way. I mean, I think, you know, well, this guy right here, Steve, sold albums. He knows he's put in the work. His band sold a lot of albums. They're still getting hits on YouTube. They're making money from stuff. And same with
constant social media plugging.
Yeah,
it can't just be the album. It can't be just the label that's doing the social media or the marketing and stuff. You have to market it as well. You have to tell all your friends, tell your family members, share it constantly on social media. Plug, constant. And each band member needs to be doing that. Not just one. Every fucking. And you know me as an artist manager, I'm an asshole. I'm going to tell every fucking one of you. Every fucking one of you needs to be goddamn plugging the shit out of everything on a daily fucking basis. But don't make me come there because I will slap the shit out of you. You know me, I'm hardcore. I don't put up with that shit. Like, no, if I'm plugging shit for you constantly, you need to be doing the same goddamn thing.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
We've got two songs we want to play tonight, and then I'm going to play your little ad for Pig Hog Cables. You know what I'm saying? Little endorsement for little Pig Hog Cables, you know?
Yeah,
I'm say that again. Pig Hog Cables. But we got two songs. We got Waste and we got Built for This Shit.
All righty.
That's all we have to work with right fucking now. So we're gonna play the two songs that we have capability to play. Do you want to just do like a back to back and then come back? Or do you want to do one song, come back, and then do another song and then come back? How you want to do this?
Well, you're the lady. So if you feel like
I'm the expert in radio, huh?
Yeah.
Only ten fucking years in the industry, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. What are you talking about?
If you want to do two in a row, do that. If you want to do one and come back and then question Steve, put him in the chair.
All right. I'm gonna do a back to back and then come back and interrogate the shit out of Steve.
All right, cool.
Let's play it in this order. Let's play Waste, and then we're going to play Built for This Shit.
Yep.
And then we'll be right back. Jay's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Sirius XM, iHeartRadio, and Sony Music Entertainment.
Yeah. look away, they're blazing you.
Holy fucking shit!
No, for this shit.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, Steve. Do you think you can play better than that?
Yes.
Oh, why? Good answer! Good answer! All right, Rick, you're up next. Do you think you can play bass better than that shit?
Fuck yeah.
Good answer.
Is that your final answer?
Is that your final answer?
Heck yeah.
All right, so how do you think this is going to look on stage? It's going to be quite a bit different. I mean, I've seen you go through so many different... Just since the flood, I have seen you go through so many fucking changes, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, made in their lineup, too.
Jesus Christ, they really did, didn't they?
They did. You can look it up. There's a story. Holy Steve God. Harris tells it off.
Oh, yeah. They are a powerhouse on stage, though. I've seen Iron Maiden. That was pretty badass. Fuck yeah. Some good shit right there. So, what do you think? How long do you think until you're ready to like start playing live shows? And I don't know, what do you guys think?
Yeah, just depends on the drum.
A month or two.
Okay, because I know you two probably got it down pretty fast. You know what I mean? I'm sure you know you guys are professionals. You played with a lot of bands. You already know how this goes. You know what I mean? So and you've played with successful bands, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's also a big thing. And so big thing, I think, the singer has to pull it all together. You know what I mean? You guys can jam on stage and sound fucking incredible between the guitarist, the drummer, and the bassist. You know, and I know you're going to get, what, another guitarist? I know that usually you do like a two guitar thing with the bass and the drums. Okay, so it's one thing to play instrumentally, but like the singer is what's going to really like gotta
set it off.
Yep. Yeah, and I have those guys. I'm going to let that be the surprise for you, but I already got those guys lined up.
Okay, good.
They're going to San Diego Music Awards with us.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
So, did we win?
Did we win our category? That's why we're going. Best rock artist.
Oh, I've been voting like all the fucking time. Like, I just keep voting and voting and voting. Like, I can't get a coach of streets. Like, come on, man. We're trying to get best rock band, you know, category here, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yep.
Like,
damn
it.
Yeah, heck yeah.
I don't know. I checked out some of the other bands on the roster. I wasn't really that impressed.
They're on their authentic sellout.
Comparatively to you, I just, I don't know. Maybe I'm just biased.
Some of our buddies were on the alternative rock. And it was our buddy's authentic sellout. I got a plug, Sulo. Yeah, they're good. They're good, though. I like it. It's punk. Okay. It's nice. Upbeat. Right. Good energy. Yeah.
So they were in a different category than you?
Yeah. They were two slots down. And then my buddy John Campos was on there for best alt-rock song. So that was pretty cool.
I think I know him. Yeah,
John Campbell's a good guy.
Yeah. Okay, I know that name. All right, well, that's badass. I mean, I'm looking very forward to seeing the new lineup.
Yeah, you know,
may not be there in person right this moment, but you never know. We could just land in L.A. and sneak up on your doorstep in San Diego. you could never know, because you know how crazy we are, and you know how we roll, man.
Right? Pop
up the fucking doorstep. Like, bitch, what's up?
Hey, check this out, though. I want you to ask Steve about Media Lab so he can tell you the story and, like, who was helping them. You got to know who was helping them.
All right. So tell me the story. That's 7 minutes.
Well, Media Lab, we got some.
I know and that name.
Then Dave Shavari from El Nino. Noah Bernardo from POD's father managed Media Lab and was trying to get us a deal on Atlantic. They were pretty hyped on us.
Right.
That didn't go anywhere. Then the drummer from El Nino, Dave Shavari. We were getting bought out by Universal. He was negotiating that deal for us.
Oh, wow.
So we had some inner turmoil. Things took longer than we expected and things just kind of fell apart for a little bit. And then, but we signed that one deal with them, Cement Shoes, Universal, and then we were in the studio for about 4 months trying to write a new album, and that didn't get published, the second one.
Oh, damn.
And but we've had a lot of good tours, and we're in Omen EPD. I did some good stuff and got a lot of experience and made a lot of connections. Logan Mater, Machine Head, Soulfly produced our album.
Hell yeah. Very good.
He's ready to produce whatever I got else to throw at him. So
that was nice. To be a
freak That's show. Cool. I love Mike. He writes some sick ass riffs.
Yeah, he does.
Rick was with me and Kill Your Name for a little bit. And I'm just looking to write some good all around hard music that a lot That's of people good. Like. You know?
Yeah, Mike needs help. Mike needs help in the writing. You know, he's a really good writer. You're an amazing lyricist, dude. You really are. But, like, that's one of the departments that Mike really always needed help with, was, like, he can't be the only one writing the fucking songs. You know what I mean? Like, that was something that Mike and I discussed. And a lot of the other band members didn't want to fucking put in into the, you know, into the creative process. Got to kind of put in, got to do something, you know?
You got to get those other inputs. Yeah,
that burns you out.
Different point of views, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Things differently.
Yeah. Everybody's got a story.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a story to tell. And you all, if you all tell your own story and you all kind of put it together, it could be a fully realized album before you know it.
Yes. You know what I mean? Yes.
That's why Media Lab was so good. Everyone had a part of every part. And if we weren't feeling it, it didn't go through. Like, we all had to agree on every part. That's why if you hear Media Lab, it's really, good. Really good stuff.
It's really good.
So I'm saying, it can't be just all just the lead singer is writing all the songs. Then you're only getting the perspective of the lead singer's life. You're not getting the perspective of the drummer, the guitarist, the something different in life.
Right.
No one person has gone through what another person has fully gone through. You may have similar experiences, but you've never fully experienced everything exactly the same. You know what I mean? So in order to get a real album and a real perspective of a band, you need to all be putting in.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I mean about being really happy now, too, is like when you get to play with musicians that are musicians.
Yeah.
Then I get to sleep easy at night because I know I ain't got to freaking do everything.
Right. I can be the lead singer of a cover band or a tribute band, you know what I mean? But I'm singing somebody else's fucking music. You see what I'm saying? That's not an original thing. That's me imitating somebody else. There's a huge difference. Huge difference.
That hours caused that song to happen.
Yeah.
And someone singing it, other than the writer, don't know where it really comes from. And a lot of people that are doing covers, and I am banging on cover players, not you. Per se, but like our scene in San Diego, these guys are playing the same clubs over and over and being paid $1,000 a night. But wait, they're not even sending $10 to the band who wrote the songs. So basically, if the band's original bands don't exist, then they're not even in a band. So
I think the original
band is the band that needs to get paid that $1,000.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Or at least a good of it. Sing and get on stage and learn the songs and all that. And that's wonderful. But the original band, yeah. Okay, so I got to wrap up. Warning shot by the. All right, so tell everybody really quick where they can find you on social media, like your website and that kind of thing.
Okay, you can find us at www.freakshowband.com. You can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/freakshowcreep. And you can find us on Reverb Nation at www.reverbnation.com/freakshow. And you can find us on YouTube by putting the name of our band in and writing one of the titles Waste or Built for This Shit, and then you'll find our page there too. Jump on, subscribe, hit the button. We'll get back to people. We really want to be social with people. If they want to interact with us, then that's great. We'll do it. We're kind of different in that all the other bands think they're rock stars. We're people. So...
go buy their merchandise on their website, freakshowband.com. You can find all their merch. And I have a t-shirt running around here fucking somewhere. I don't know. It's all over the fucking place. But you have been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block or watching Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio. And our featured guest today was the band Freak Show. From San Diego, California. Go check out their music. Go support, like, listen, follow, not literally, but on social media.
Please don't stop.
All right, but this is Jenny and the Muse. Till next time. Peace out.
Peace out.
All right.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.